Hi, everybody. It's October 10th. We'll read about the redistribution of the population. Now that the wall has been completed, it occurs to Nehemiah that the city is too large for the number of people inhabiting it. It would take a larger population to defend it properly and to maintain it. Therefore, Nehemiah first reviews the record of the initial group of exiles to return, and then devises a plan by which 10% of the population of Judah and Benjamin will be asked to move into Jerusalem. The record begins with some administrative details. Starting in Nehemiah chapter 7, verse 1. After the wall had been rebuilt, and I had set the doors in place, the gatekeepers and the singers and the Levites were appointed. I put in charge of Jerusalem my brother Hanani, along with Hananiah, the commander of the citadel, because he was a man of integrity and feared God more than most men do. I said to them, "The gates of Jerusalem are not to be opened until the sun is hot. While the gatekeepers are still on duty, have them shut the doors and bar them. Also appoint residents of Jerusalem as guards, some at their posts and some near their own houses." Now the city was large and spacious, but there were few people in it, and the houses had not yet been rebuilt. So my God put it into my heart to assemble the nobles, the officials, and the common people for registration by families. I found the genealogical record of those who had been the first to return. This is what I found written there. These are the people of the province, who came up from the captivity of the exiles whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had taken captive. They returned to Jerusalem and Judah, each to his own town, in company with Zerubbabel, Yeshua, Nehemiah, Azariah, Raamiah, Nahamani, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mispereth, Bigvai, Nehum, and Baana. The list of the men of Israel. The descendants of Parosh, 2,172. Of Shephatiah, 372. Of Arah, 652. Of Pahath Moab, through the line of Yeshua and Yoab, 2,818. Of Elam, 1,254. Of Zatu, 845. Of Zakai, 760. Of Binui, 648. Of Bebai, 628. Of Azgad, 2,322. Of Adonikam, 667. Of Bigvai, 2067. Of Adin, 655. Of Ater, through Hezekiah, 98. Of Hashum, 328. Of Bizai, 324. Of Harif, 112. Of Gibeon, 95. The men of Bethlehem and Netophah, 188. Of Anathoth, 128. Of Beth Azmaveth, 42. Of Kiriath Jearim, Kephira and Be'eroth, 743. Of Ramah and Geba, 621. Of Michmash, 122. Of Bethel and Ai, 123. Of the other Nebo, 52. Of the other Elam, 1254. Of Harim, 320. Of Jericho, 345. Of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 721. Of Sena'a, 3930. The priests. The descendants of Jediah, through the family of Jeshua, 973. Of Immer, 1052. Of Pashur, 1247. Of Harim, 1017. The Levites. The descendants of Yeshua, through Kadmiel, through the line of Hodaviah, 74. The singers. The descendants of Asaph, 148. The gatekeepers. The descendants of Shalum, Ater, Talmon, Akub, Hatita, and Shobai, 138. The temple servants. The descendants of Ziha, Hasufa, Tabaoth, Keros, Sia, Padon, Lebana, Hagaba, Shalmai, Hanan, Gidel, Gahar, Riaya, Rezin, Nekoda, Gazam, Uza, Pasea, Besai, Meunim, Nefusim, Bakbuk, Hakufa, Harhur, Bazluth, Mehida, Harsha, Barkos, Sisera, Tema, Nezaya, and Hatifa. The descendants of the servants of Solomon, the descendants of Sotai, Sophereth, Perida, Ja'ala, Darkon, Gidel, Shephatiah, Hatil, Pokereth, Hasebaim, and Aman. The temple servants and the descendants of the servants of Solomon, 392. The following came up from the towns of Tel Melah, Tel Harsha, Kerub, Adon, and Immer, but they could not show that their families were descended from Israel. The descendants of Deliah, Tobiah, and Nekoda, 642. And from among the priests, the descendants of Hobiah, Hakoz, and Barzillai, a man who had married a daughter of Barzillai the Gileadite and was called by that name. These searched for their family records, but they could not find them, and so were excluded from the priesthood as unclean. The governor, therefore, ordered them not to eat any of the most sacred food until there should be a priest ministering with the Urim and Thummim. The whole company numbered 42,360, besides their 7,337 menservants and maidservants, and they also had 245 men and women singers. There were 736 horses, 245 mules, 435 camels, and 6,720 donkeys. Some of the heads of the families contributed to the work. The governor gave to the treasury 1,000 drachmas of gold, 50 bowls, and 530 garments for priests. Some of the heads of the families gave to the treasury for the work 20,000 drachmas of gold and 2,200 minas of silver. The total given by the rest of the people was 20,000 drachmas of gold, 2,000 minas of silver, and 67 garments for priests. The priests, the Levites, the gatekeepers, the singers, and the temple servants, along with certain of the people and the rest of the Israelites, settled in their own towns. When the seventh month came, and the Israelites had settled in their towns, now the leaders of the people settled in Jerusalem, and the rest of the people cast lots, to bring one out of every 10 to live in Jerusalem, the holy city, while remaining 9 were to stay in their own towns. The people commended all the men who volunteered to live in Jerusalem. These are the provincial leaders who settled in Jerusalem. Now some Israelites, priests, Levites, temple servants, and descendants of Solomon's servants lived in the towns of Judah, each on his own property in the various towns, while other people from both Judah and Benjamin lived in Jerusalem. From the descendants of Judah, Athaiah, son of Uzziah, the son of Zechariah, the son of Amariah, the son of Shephatiah, the son of Mahalalel, a descendant of Perez, and Maaseiah, son of Baruch, the son of Kol-Hose, the son of Haziah, the son of Adaiah, the son of Joyarib, the son of Zechariah, a descendant of Shelah. The descendants of Perez, who lived in Jerusalem, totaled 468 able men. From the descendants of Benjamin, Salu, son of Meshulam, the son of Joed, the son of Pedaiah, the son of Koliah, the son of Maaseiah, the son of Ithiel, the son of Jeshiah, and his followers, Gabai and Salai, 928 men. Joel, son of Zikri, was their chief officer, and Judah, son of Hasenua, was over the second district of the city. From the priests, Jediah, the son of Joyarib, Jachin, Seraiah, son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Zadok, the son of Merioth, the son of Ahitub, supervisor in the house of God, and their associates, who carried on work for the temple, 822 men. Adaiah, son of Jeroham, the son of Pilaliah, the son of Amzi, the son of Zechariah, the son of Pashur, the son of Malkijah, and his associates, who were heads of families, 242 men. Amashsai, son of Azrael, the son of Azai, the son of Meshilemoth, the son of Immer, and his associates, who were able men, 128. Their chief officer was Zabdiel, son of Hagedolim. From the Levites, Shemaiah, son of Hashub, the son of Azrikam, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Buni, Shabbethai and Jozabad, two of the heads of the Levites, who had charge of the outside work in the house of God. Mataniah, son of Micah, the son of Zabdi, the son of Asaph, the director who led in thanksgiving and prayer, Bakbukiah, second among his associates, and Abda, son of Shammua, the son of Galal, the son of Jeduthun. The Levites in the holy city totaled 284. The gatekeepers, Akub, Talmon, and their associates, who kept watch at the gates, 172 men. The rest of the Israelites, with the priests and Levites, were in all the towns of Judah, each on his ancestral property. The temple servants lived on the hill of Ophel, and Ziha and Gishpa were in charge of them. The chief officer of the Levites in Jerusalem was Uzi, son of Bani, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Mataniah, the son of Micah. Uzi was one of Asaph's descendants, who were the singers responsible for the service of the house of God. The singers were under the king's orders, which regulated their daily activity. Pethahiah, son of Meshezabel, one of the descendants of Zerah, son of Judah, was the king's agent in all affairs relating to the people. As for the villages with their fields, some of the people of Judah lived in Kiriath Arba and its surrounding settlements, in Dibon and its settlements, in Jekabzeel and its villages, in Yeshua, in Moladah, in Beth Pelet, in Hazar Shual, in Beersheba and its settlements, in Ziklag, in Mekona and its settlements, in En Rimon, in Zora, in Jarmuth, in Zanoah, Adulam and their villages, in Lachish and its fields, in Azekah and its settlements. So they were living all the way from Beersheba to the valley of Hinnom. The descendants of the Benjamites from Geba lived in Michmash, Aijah, Bethel and its settlements, in Anathoth, Nob, and Ananiah, in Hazor, Ramah, and Gittaim, in Hadid, Zeboim, and Nebalat, in Lod and Ono, and in the valley of the craftsmen. Some of the divisions of the Levites of Judah settled in Benjamin. At this time of record-keeping, the following four lists are given for historical purposes. These were the priests and Levites who returned with Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, with Yeshua. Seraiah, Jeremiah, Ezra, Amariah, Maluch, Hattush, Shechaniah, Rehum, Meremoth, Iddo, Ginnethon, Abijah, Mijamin, Moadiah, Bilga, Shemaiah, Joyarib, Jediah, Salu, Amok, Hilkiah, and Jediah. These were the leaders of the priests and their associates in the days of Yeshua. The Levites were Yeshua, Binui, Kadmiel, Sherebiah, Judah, and also Mataniah, who, together with his associates, was in charge of the songs of thanksgiving. Bakbukiah and Uni, their associates, stood opposite them in the services. Yeshua was the father of Joachim, Joachim the father of Eliashib, Eliashib the father of Joiada, and Joiada the father of Jonathan, and Jonathan the father of Yadua. In the days of Joachim, these were the heads of the priestly families. Of Seraiah's family, Meraiah. Of Jeremiah's, Hananiah. Of Ezra's, Meshulam. Of Amariah's, Jehohanan. Of Maluk's, Jonathan. Of Shechaniah's, Yosef. Of Harim's, Adna. Of Meremoth's, Elkiah. Of Iddo's, Zechariah. Of Ginnethon's, Meshulam. Of Abijah's, Zikri. Of Miniamin's, and of Moadiah's, Piltai. Of Bilga's, Shammua. Of Shemaiah's, Jehonathan. Of Joyarib's, Matanai. Of Jediah's, Uzi, of Salu's, Kalai, of Amok's, Eber, of Hilkiah's, Hashabiah, of Jeniah, Nethanel. The family heads of the Levites in the days of Eliashib, Yoida, Yohanan, and Yadua, as well as those of the priests, were recorded in the reign of Darius the Persian. The family heads among the descendants of Levi, up to the time of Yohanan, son of Eliashib, were recorded in the Book of the Annals. And the leaders of the Levites were Hashabiah, Sherebiah, Yeshua son of Kadmiel, and their associates, who stood opposite them to give praise and thanksgiving, one section responding to the other, as prescribed by David, the man of God. Mataniah, Bakbukiah, Obadiah, Meshulam, Talmon, and Akub were gatekeepers, who guarded the storerooms at the gates. They served in the days of Joachim, son of Yeshua, the son of Jozadak, in the days of Nehemiah, the governor, and of Ezra, the priest and scribe. The end of October 10th. You have plenty of names for your children. Talk to you tomorrow.